All right, here we go.
Robert Myers is 53 and showing me around his apartment in North Boulder. His name has been changed to respect his privacy.
Pretty nice little get up, so.
He lives in a 31-unit Housing First community called Lee Hill. The city rents all the units to people who have been chronically homeless.
So that's a lot of my books that I've read.
Before moving into this apartment, Robert had been homeless for about 6 years, living in and out of shelters. The Lee Hill community was Boulder's first experiment with a Housing First approach to homelessness, which prioritizes getting people housed over sobriety or workforce programs. Michael Block, the chief housing officer for Boulder Shelter for the Homeless, says the problem with pathologizing homelessness is it doesn't help people get off the street, and it leaves the most vulnerable people without support.
The problem is, when we were making criteria like you have to be sober, we weren't inspiring sobriety. We were filtering people.
According to Block, a Housing First approach says the best response to homelessness is getting people housed.
I know that every homeless person I see can't afford the rent. That's what I know. And that's all I need to know, because if I can make the rent affordable for them, I can end their homelessness.
The Housing First approach has proliferated in recent years. The Office of Veterans Affairs began using it about 10 years ago. Homelessness among veterans has since dropped by half. In 2016, Denver created a Housing First program called the Supportive Housing Initiative Bond, or SHIB. It housed 300 chronically homeless people living in Denver. Kathy Alderman of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says they convinced Denver officials with an economic argument.
We would make proposals to say, look, we can house individuals for around $20,000 a year. And if we leave them to use emergency rooms, the jail system, detoxes, and shelters, it's going to cost upward of $40,000 a year per person.
SHIB ended up saving Denver millions of dollars, and 99% of the people they housed remain in the program. But getting people on board with Housing First means changing the narrative around homelessness, says Lyndall Ellingson, a resident coordinator for Boulder Housing Partners.
I mean, I would say that a lot of homelessness has a lot more to do with luck than with choice. And it turns out that when people aren't living on the streets, getting exposed to more trauma every day, they can make big shifts in their lives. And as a community, you can save money.
The next big challenge for Housing First is getting it funded at a national level, says Block. He cites a recent survey that found 83% of people who are homeless in Boulder became homeless somewhere else first.
Homelessness is not being addressed nationally, and so it exists in these pockets. And Boulder is a pocket where it exists. The causes are all national, and the politics, the impact is all local. So yeah, they do some solution stuff, but they also are in management mode.
Even so, since Boulder switched to a Housing First approach, it's made a huge difference.
Hundreds are housed and supported. And I mean, I think that our community needs to be unbelievably proud of that.
Back at Lee Hill, Robert says since he moved in, his health has stabilized, although he still struggles with a tremor, which came on aggressively when he was homeless.
One of the biggest emotions I've had over the years is a lot of anger at people because they don't get what it's like to go through a period where you just don't have anywhere to go. They don't get that they have a bed to go home to at night. Like, for homeless people, it's not like that.
Robert says when he first moved into Lee Hill, there was a lot of tension about whether or not housing homeless people was a good idea. But recently, that shifted.
I think we've just fallen on such a hard economic time that everyone's being squeezed now. And it's like, it might go a longer way to all of us being compassionate to each other.
In Boulder and Denver, Housing First programs continue to grow. Their success has pushed the topic of homelessness to the top of the agenda for local and state lawmakers. Still, when it comes to getting everyone who is chronically homeless off the streets, Boulder, Denver, and the rest of the U.S. have a long way to go. For KGNU and Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition, I'm Alexis Kenyon in Boulder.